Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all times, and as well, the stories behind them. So let's get started. Today we feature Luther Vandross' Never Too Much. Let's rewind to 1981. Never Too Much peaked at number one on the R&B charts, number 19 on the pop charts. The album earned Luther two Grammy nominations in 1982, one for Best New Artist and the second Grammy nomination for Best R&B Vocal Performance Male.
I can't feel myself, I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love fantasy. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Never too much.
Luther Vandross was born and raised in New York City, and he always showed an interest for singing. His father died when he was 8, and his mom, Mary Ida Vandross, raised 4 kids on her own, a tight-knit family. His big sisters, Ann and Pat, began taking Luther to amateur night at the Apollo Theater to see people like James Brown, Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin. And then one night, there was a singer on stage that he had never heard of. Her name was Dionne Warwick. Luther says when he heard Dionne sing, it was then that he knew that he wanted to do this for the rest of his life. That night, Dionne Warwick performed a song called Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so.
Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do?
And years later, Luther would record that exact same song. As a teenager, Luther loved the divas, Dionne Warwick, Aretha Franklin, and later Patti LaBelle. In fact, while in high school, Luther founded the very first Patti LaBelle fan club. That's right, Luther was the international president of the Patti LaBelle fan club. During his teenage years, he would appear several times at the Apollo's famous amateur night while a member of a theater workshop group called Listen, My Brother. Then they made it to the big time when they were asked by a new children's program called Sesame Street to be their feature musical act.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
We were the first group on Sesame Street the very first day that it was on the air in October of 1969.
What's going on around here?
We're going to start from the head, going down to the feet, and the parts of the body right on the beat.
And that was a big coup for all of us, you know. It was our TV debut. I'm a little local star here.
Those were the early beginnings for Luther Vandross, and those relationships became lifelong friendships. Fast forward. Disco was dying and there was this new thing called rap music. As far as R&B was concerned, R&B was kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Luther was trying to find his way. He decided to start offering his services to commercial jingle production companies.
There's nothing like a roller coaster ride. There's nothing like a view from a mile in the sky. And there's nothing like the flavor of Juicy Fruit Gum.
Pick a pack of Juicy Fruit Gum. So sweet tasting, fascinating, so juicy good, there's nothing else like it.
Well, there's nothing quite like the feeling when you've won. And there's nothing like the flavor of Juicy Fruit Gum. The fascinating flavor of Juicy Fruit Gum.
He then went on to do other jingles for NBC, Mountain Dew, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King, and people started to get to know this voice. And then finally, the R&B and pop world started paying attention. He then became an in-demand tour singer for people like Bette Midler, Diana Ross, Carly Simon, and David Bowie. Remember Young Americans? That's Luther. He was just hanging around and David Bowie heard him sing a song that they were currently working on in the studio.
I said, that sounds really good. I said, but it needs like a hook phrase or something, you know, that something that makes you want to come in and sing it. Something like, Young Americans, Young Americans.
Young Americans, all right.
And David heard me do that. And he says, that's just what we need. And I ended up arranging all the vocals on that whole album.
After that, Luther Vandross was one of the most sought-after session singers on the American music scene. He sang with Roberta Flack, Chaka Khan, Barbara Streisand, the band Chic, and the man that everyone wanted to sing for or sing with, Quincy Jones.
Here we are. Neither one of us caring why. A love so strong can't be all wrong.
That's Luther Vandross in 1978 together with the young Patti Austin. In fact, she introduced him to Quincy Jones. She too would go on later to create history, most notably for Quincy and Michael Jackson some years later, particularly the album Off the Wall. But back to Luther. He was on everybody's hit record, or you could even hear him on your favorite radio or TV commercial, but nobody knew his name. And he had tried several various solo projects and group projects, but somehow they all failed. Then one day in 1980, Luther Vandross got a call from a French-Italian guy, a businessman slash producer, by the name of Jacques-Fred Petrus. Jacques wanted to create a studio concept band called Change, and he wanted Luther to sing on two of the tracks. The songs were Searching and Glow of Love. In a 2001 interview with Vibe magazine, Luther Vandross said, "The Glow of Love was the most beautiful song I had ever sung in my life.
Flowers bloom in morning dew. Seems to say it's a pleasure when you treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love."
And who knows, maybe it was all about timing. Black music was missing its Black Moses, its Donny Hathaway or Marvin Gaye. There were a lot of great bands and singers out there, but no one really took that throne. But this voice was different. There was magic in the air, and as they say in church, this boy could sing. By this time, the world demanded to know the name of that singer, and this is where things really got started. Lucky for him, Glow of Love led to a recording contract with Epic Records that same year. Luther was really a nice guy. Not to mention, his years of experience and working for some of the greatest in the industry had really paid off. Again, Luther was not only nice, he was also very clever. So he started off on his new album by working with the people closest to him. Remember Sesame Street and the group Listen, My Brother? On his very first album, he brought in old friend Fonzie Thornton for vocals, and Nat Adderley Jr. would serve as his main collaborator and arranger for most of his career. Both were childhood friends and with Luther on Sesame Street. The rest of the lineup consisted of some of the biggest studio players in the business. They included guitarist George George Vidanuis, as well Marcus Miller on bass. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because...
Yeah.
And as far as vocals go, all Luther had to do was ask. Luther and Whitney were childhood friends and had grown up singing together. She wasn't available, so he called her mother, Sissy Houston.
The money that I saved with Ben Midler and Bowie and Roberta singing background for them, I made my own demos. We went in the studio. Everybody paid for free. We got the studio for free, the engineer for free. Wow. Sissy Houston and everybody came in and sang for free.
And there were other great singers on that track. Do you know the name Tuatha Dé Ké? She, too, was heavy on the New York studio scene. So they all came in to Luther's rescue, and they did it for free. If you're a real Luther fan, then you already know this story has a very sad ending. On April 16, 2003, he suffered a severe stroke at his home in New York City. He never made it back. 2 years later, on July 1, 2005, Luther Vandross died at the age of 54 of a heart attack. Even sadder, all of his siblings had already passed away. His father had passed away when he was just 8 years old. He was survived by his mother, Mary Ida Vandross, and she too passed away 3 years later in 2008. And sadly, so the story goes for one of the greatest R&B singers of all time. In 2010, National Public Radio inducted Luther Vandross in its 50 Greatest Voices in Recorded History, saying Luther Vandross represented the platinum standard for R&B song styling. Rest in peace, and thanks for the great music, Luther Vandross. It was never too much.
I can't fool myself, I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love fantasy.
You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song request. Go to 100greatestrnbsongs.com. And the beat goes on. We'll see you the next time.